Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
hello, hello, XOXO. It's Tuesday night, and you are live with PD Radio. I am your hostess, your poetress, the one who makes you smile. I am Miss PD. And to my right is the website designer, soul producer, beat therapist extraordinaire. He is my co-host, Black. What it is, Black?
What's going on, Miss PD? You know, I keep the energy up high all the time. I'm ready for a bombshell. Hey, you know, it's a lot going on, though. It's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. We always bring a bombshell.
That's right.
If we don't come right, we don't come at all. That's right.
Hey, that's right. Just like when you play spades, you know, either you come high or don't come at all, baby.
What was you about to say? You tripped up a little bit right there. Yeah,
no, I'm good.
I caught that. So tonight we bring you another awesome show. We already kicked it off with music from Sky, Call Me, and a true throwback, the Tom Tom Club, Genius of Love, a.k.a.
Class.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna have fun. That's that. What y'all know about that? They don't know
anything
about
that. You went deep in the crates for that one.
I did. I had to dig for that one. I couldn't think of the name. I didn't know, man. I had to dig for that. See what I do for you guys? I really, really, really have to dig for that. But you guys are worth it because I know it's what you want to hear. Shout out to last week's talented guest, Omega, for coming through and sharing his talents with us. And we certainly look forward to hearing more from him. But tonight, at the 9 o'clock hour, second half of the show, we are excited to welcome the hip-hop duo producer Lynn Storm and artist Day. They will share with us all they have going on, so we look forward to that. But in the meantime and in between time, you know how we do. We entertain you with that good old rollback music mixed in with some of today's finest. And in just a minute, I'm going to do my celebrity birthday shout-out. Maybe some horoscope readings, so if you'd like to hear yours, hit us up, let us know. And your boy Black will be pulling classic lines from Don't Be a Menace to Society. So call us up and tell us what is your favorite line or scene from that movie. And if you were listening last week, you know we spontaneously spoke on New Jack City, which was pretty funny. So call us up right now, 646-478-3599. I love that beat, Black.
That's right.
Yeah, we're
gonna get it on tonight.
I like it. So what's going on with you? What's popping with
hey,
you?
Hey, you know me. Hey, I got some stuff.
I always got some stuff.
So we're gonna break this up real quick. Hey, they call me real to real because I always find some stuff.
Okay.
So we're gonna break this off real righteous like. And we're gonna start it off with a little NFL action. I got some news going on in the NFL, so we're gonna break this up.
Wow. Okay.
Let's do it, baby. We're gonna break in some news
Let's
from the
go.
NFL.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. So first up, you know, I wanna give a big shout out to the choke artists that just happened over the NFC and the AFC championship, Matty Ice and Tom Brady. You know, take that. Choked up crazy. And then on the other hand, we got just some foul business that went down, you know, with the Ravens and the Patriots since Ray Lewis is headed to another championship. Wide receiver from the Patriots, Wes Welker, his wife has some choice words to say that she put out on Twitter, on her Facebook page. So I'm going to read this to y'all real quick. So
okay.
Wes Welker's wife comes out and posts the following words on Facebook. She said, "Proud of my husband and the Pats. By the way, if anyone is bored, please go to Ray Lewis Wikipedia page, 6 kids, 4 wives, acquitted for murder, pay the family off, yay." Right.
Mm.
So
then
she goes on to say, "What a Hall of Famer. What a Hall of Fame player. A true role model." So
wow.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty low.
It's hate. It's all hate. Because if if the Patriots would have won, that statement never comes out. And then to dig into the man's personal life outside of football where they just stomped y'all, you know, that's just more evidence of your true colors. So, I don't know. Y'all need to call up. I need y'all to sound off on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that, Ms. Petey?
That's the way of the world, Black. I mean, that's how it is. People feel like if they can't beat you, you know, they try to bring you down in any way they can. So, that's just how it is in everyday life. They cut you. They try to cut
exactly.
You.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's public record. Everybody knows what Ray Lewis went through, and everybody knows that because the Super Bowl is going to be in 2 weeks, all this, everything that happened in his life is going to start to come forward. It's going to be brought to the light. But the way she did it, because of the fact that they lost, to me, is not right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That was pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gets a unanimous. Yeah, we got a boo up out of here.
And what's crazy, too, is it's funny, like, when people try to cut you down like that, see, they be having skeletons, too. They're just having fallen out of the closet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But because his is public, oh, you want to pull that out. But I wonder what's going on in your closet that we don't know about. Better beware, people. Shit comes out eventually.
You ain't lying. You
start
got
putting
some,
everybody
some
else dirt
bones.
Out there. I was about to sing
you got some. Hey, you got some dirty bones in your closet you want to air out on PD Radio. Call us up 646-478-3599. Now in other
dirty
news,
musky balls.
It gets even crazier because one of the New England Patriots, I think his cornerback, his name is Derek Martin, got robbed at the time of the game. So somebody came to his house at the time of the AFC Championship game, and they strong-armed themselves in this man's house. There was kids in the house, I think one adult. Nobody was hurt. You know, thank God nobody was hurt. But, you know, people are getting real brave right now. I mean, it's crazy, so... Just, you know, watch yourselves out there.
Kids in there and everything?
Hey, kids in there, everything.
Well, people don't care today no more, so we know that. So are we shocked?
Yeah.
Really? No, we're not. That's crazy. Anyway.
It is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, Ms. PD.
Black, what's up?
Since we're talking about Minister Society, a little bit. We're going to pull some lines. What is your favorite line from Minister Society?
I don't know, Black.
If you have one.
I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head. I really can't. You got something for me, I'm sure.
Hey, well, I'm about to give you my favorite. Here's one of my favorite lines.
Give me your favorite because I can't think. Go ahead.
My favorite line, there's a lot of crazy lines in the movie, but my favorite line, because I'm just a big Samuel Jackson fan, before the movie even gets started, he got a classic line, so I'm just going to play this clip for y'all and let it ride.
Look here, man. Now that you've been out the joint about 2 weeks, don't you think it's about time you gave me my money?
I told you I ain't had your money yet, man.
Fuck you mean you ain't got my money yet? Motherfucker, everybody know you hid the money from that robbery before you went upstate.
I told you, motherfucker, I ain't got your money yet, man.
What the fuck you mean you ain't got the money yet? Motherfucker, you best be coming up with my cash. Hell, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, Dad. The fuck you think you is, man? Motherfucking Ron O'Neill or something? Talking about I better pay or hell. Get your bitch, nigga.
That right there is classic. I don't care. That line right there is classic.
What you mean you ain't got my money?
What you mean you ain't got the money yet? Had me rolling off the top, so call us up, baby, 646-478, man, 3599, and let us know what's your favorite line for minutes. So, but I got something else, Miss Petey. I'm going to have to put you on the spot,
hey,
baby.
You on the
Miss Petey, I'm
today.
Sorry.
Come on, Black.
Hey, like I said, real to real, real to real. So everybody know, all the listeners out there, Miss Petey has an infamous laugh. Her laugh is infamous. She sounds like a mad scientist or something. So I just want to reflect on on Miss Petey's laugh, and I want y'all to tell me what y'all really hear in the background of that laugh. So go ahead and take a listen. Here's Miss Petey in real time.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He's like, man, what the
hell's
wrong with you?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Y'all hear that?
You stupid black.
You see, that's what y'all hear. This is what I hear on the down low. I hear taking over the world type stuff.
I hate you.
I just wanted to pay homage to that, Miss Petey, because you had me cracking up every weekend, baby.
Oh, man, I'm looking for a new co-host. If you want to be my new co-host for Petey Radio, call me up right now. I'm kicking black out. 646-678-3599,
don't do it.
3599, because that was just wrong.
I will find footage on you. Don't do it.
Oh, I forgot you could find anything. That's ridiculous. I can't put nothing.
You know that.
That was funny. Do I really sound like...
I don't know. Oh, let's listen to that one more time. Listen to it one more time. This is what Miss Petey sound like when she tripping and can't stop. just devious. Like she's about to take over the world. Just devious.
I swear I hate you. I do. Anyway, it's that time. I'm cutting you off right now. It's my time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not messing with you. It is celebrity birthday time. So birthdays this week. Starting off, we got the English R&B singer, Billy Ocean. His song was Caribbean Queen, 63 years old. Actress Diane Lane, 48. Actress Linda Blair of The Exorcist, 54. DJ Jazzy Jeff, 48. Law and Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay, 48. Star of Saved by the Bell and 90210, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, 38. And she played the cute little sis on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and is currently on the new sitcom, The Second Generation Wayans, Tatiana Ali, 33 years old this week. Grammy Award winner Alicia Keys, 31. Actress Jennifer Lewis, 55. Comedian and TV host Ellen DeGeneres, 54. The awesome R&B singer Anita Baker, 54. Gospel single, gospel singer Kirk Franklin.
Man. Me out when my birthday come around.
But wait, did I say gospel?
I don't know what you said. I'll be messing with you all night now. It's over. Miss Petey can't stop laughing. We about to go to some music so Miss Petey can gather herself.
I hate you.
We need Miss Petey to get it together.
You messed me up. You messed me up. Yes. Come to the music.
So,
come to the music.
We will be back after this evil laugh.
I hate you.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only Marvin Gaye and lingerie. I guess somebody.
much time to make up your mind. Baby, you love me, or you don't. No, the other girls in your crazy mixed up world, you said you drop them, but you know you won't. Sometimes I think about forgetting you, but it's so, so hard to make that choice. So far with you, I go to 7-Eleven and buy the sound.
Hello, my PD listeners. This is Miss PD, your host of PD Radio, and I want to thank you all tremendously for tuning in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and keeping us on lock. We do this for you, and you help us shine. PDRadio.site40.net.
plus men from Mars. Stop eating cars and eating bars, and now you only eat guitars. Yeah.
We are back. We just hit you guys up with that hot new single from Tenora Braxton, Love and War, followed up by Atlantic Star Circle, and we ended out that segment with Blondie Bratcher. You like those picks I put out there for you, Black?
Hey, you dug deep in the crate for some of the tracks right there. I'm trying to tell you, them things
yeah,
is right.
You know, you got to get the people what they want to hear.
Hey,
and that's what I do.
You do that too. Your playlist
I
is always
that.
Immaculate.
Oh,
always on
thank
point.
You, Vlad.
Always
oh,
on point.
You're so kind.
That's right. Hey, look, I'm waiting for. I need people to call up. Call
Take
us
care.
Up. Tell
Don't
us
care.
What your favorite Menace line is. Don't tell me none of y'all
care.
Have never seen Menace of Society.
Thank
you. I'm not buying. Hit us up, baby, 646-478-3599, because I'm about to play one more
yeah.
clip just to
Uh-oh.
Get y'all, you know, get you going. So.
Get them going.
Now, here's another little, you know, a little something. So, here you go.
What's up with your motherfucking man?
Turn that motherfucking shit down. Nigga, what the fuck you want from me?
Nigga, you know what the fuck I want, nigga. I want your motherfucking Dayton's and your motherfucking stereo. And I'll take a double burger with cheese.
What?
Motherfucker, order my motherfucking food.
Hi, may I take your order, please?
Let me have a double burger, some fries.
Motherfucker, I said with cheese, nigga.
Hey, yo, make that double burger with cheese.
See, y'all made me shoot your stupid ass over nothing.
Hey, come on, man, we supposed to be brothers.
What, you trying to get smart? Nigga, are you trying to kick some knowledge? Nigga, fuck that, nigga. Give me your motherfucking jury, nigga. Take that shit off. Oh, you got a pager, too. You're ballin', huh? You're ballin'? You're this motherfucking shit. Better me than the motherfucking cops, nigga.
Classic. Classic.
Don't be a menace. Call us up. Put your favorite line or scene from Don't Be a Menace. Stop being
you
scared.
You trying to kick
Call
knowledge?
Us.
Mm-mm-mm. What's going
you know what
on, Miss Petey?
Right now, I want to read your horoscope.
What's going on? What's my sign?
What's your sign? I think you're an Aries.
That's right.
I think.
Dominant sign.
Oh yeah. What's
That's
your
right.
sign?
What is
What's
that?
Aries, the Ram.
You know it.
Ram, right? Wow.
You don't want to butt heads with us.
Libra. Leo.
I love you.
Uh-oh, that laugh.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul.
Larry.
I can see it. I can see by... trying to step up to somebody in the club talking about my name's Black and I'm an Aries.
Stop it. That is
What's
so
your
corny.
Sign?
Stop it. Oh man. Alright. Let me read your sign. You're an Aries, right?
That's right.
For you Black. Hold on, let me bring this down just a little bit. For you, it says a friend or romantic partner may not be communicating with you the way they should. Something is bothering your sweetie, and he or she doesn't want to discuss it. Even if you ask, the answers are likely to be evasive. Pushing will not be appreciated. Perhaps it's best to leave your friend alone to work it out. Your honey will tell you about it when the time is right. Uh-oh. What's that mean?
That sounds like trouble.
It really does.
You mean tell me I waited 85 episodes for you to tell me some trouble?
Hey, I'm just reading what's out there. I don't write stuff. I'm just saying.
I think you're trying to set me up.
Set you up for what? Why would I do that?
I got a boo you on. Boo. I don't like that one.
That was me.
Hey, if you want your heart super red, call us up, baby. Miss PD going to lay it down for you. 646-478-3599. Maybe you had better luck than I did.
They scared. I'm going to read mine. So I'm a Taurus. So mine says, the health of a friend or family member who is far away may be a bit worrying today. A lack of contact with this person doesn't help matters. You're usually the type to phone at the drop of a hat, but today you're less inclined to do this. You shouldn't make yourself crazy. If there's someone else you can ask to do so, then do it. Otherwise, take the initiative and call. What to make of that?
Yeah, go ahead and break that down, Ms. PD. Who writes this stuff anyway? You got people just sitting in a box somewhere just writing horoscopes all day.
They be on point, though. I don't really necessarily believe in horoscopes, but I swear when I read mine, they be on point. Seriously. You don't think so?
Hey, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. It is right. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes. But sometimes it's full of bulls, too.
So your honey is hiding something from you, huh?
It might be. I don't know. I have to find out what's going on. Got to find out what's going on.
You sick over there now. This is too funny. Mine is kind of true a little bit. I'm worried about quite a few people, so. A lot of people got stuff going on, so. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Little bit.
We just stepped into 2013, Miss PD, and, you know, we're just trying to make it right for people, and,
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of stuff going on.
It's been crazy already, right? It's been crazy.
Yeah.
The year came in crazy. I mean, we're blessed, but the year just came in crazy. It's like every time we turn around, it's been something. Like, every day something. And it's so crazy, it's like my mind can't rest because worried about many people, you know?
Right.
When you're worried about a lot of different people and then you have your own stuff going on and you're busy doing other things, it's just like probably why I can't sleep most of the time because my brain is constantly going. But I'm blessed. So I won't complain, you know.
Yeah. I think maybe one of the words
for a reason. Uh-huh.
Right, exactly.
So
maybe
you
one
know.
Of the words for this year may be to endure. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people just have to endure things and keep moving. So don't let the weight bring you down, baby. Just endure it, keep pushing, and you'll come out on top. So you know.
Yeah.
That's how I see.
Pretty much. So, why don't we talk about? I was gonna say, why don't we talk about our president for a minute? Yesterday was a big day.
Let's do it.
He was sworn in, you know. Had the inauguration yesterday. Beautiful.
That's right.
Beautiful. Did you get a chance to catch any of it?
I sure did. I caught a lot of it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. I thought his speech was very enlightening. It was definitely a civil rights type speech. Yeah, it was definitely on point, and it just goes to show that there's, you know, everything that we're trying to do as far as human beings, we have a lot. We still have a lot to, you know, a lot of work ahead of us. But I think we're going in the right direction as long as we don't let, you know, these small groups, these minority, you know, little factions try to destroy people coming together. So, you know, I think the United States can be exactly what we want it to be if, you know, we all work together. So,
but people need to wake up and realize we've come too far for the bull that they're trying to hold us down to, you know? It's like the days of the past, they're gone. Like, you have to step up to the times. The world is different now. You can't look at everything as black and white. Everything is on an evil plane now, you know? And America is not, they're trying to keep everything separated still. And you just can't do that today. And I think that's why we haven't gotten to the point where we need to be. Because they're trying to keep everything separated. Like I said, they want the black and the white. They want the rich and the poor. They don't want equal for everybody. Because, you know, that's boring. At the end of the day, this is America. This is what people, you know, died and come here for, you know? And
exactly.
Everybody deserves the same chance. And I guess what bothers me a lot about the young people today is, like, you know, Black History Month is coming up. They're already showing, you know, because of MLK Day, they were showing all the movies, you know, Roots and Queen, and all those are coming on. It's like, when you watch those movies again, you know, as an adult, and you watch this, and you're like, everything these people went through for us, and we don't appreciate any of it. You have young people today who just totally disregard the elderly, everything that they went through. You know, you have people, you have little kids. I was watching, I think it was Queen, I was watching. And in the movie, the little boy was just, he just wanted to read a book, just dying to read a book. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, that was like, that was a big deal. They just wanted to learn, they wanted to read. Today, nada. These kids don't want to do nothing. They want to sit on video games and, you know, fry their brains away. And it's okay to do that, but, you know, people fought for you to get an education. And it's like, you just want to be like, I don't care. I'm not going to school. I'm not feeling it. And I saw somebody wrote earlier, they wrote, they said, I don't know how anyone can blame a president, black or white, for not having a job. It was like, are you checking your resumes and your educational skills? Maybe that's why you don't have a job. I was like, wow.
You got to put the work in. Time, you know, you got to put the time, you got to put the work in, definitely.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but, you know, I'm glad he's been re-sworn in and he's doing his thing. I'm proud of him, not because he's black, because I think he's doing a good job, you know. No president's going to be perfect. No president's going to do everything that they say they want to do to get elected. But I think he's trying. And you can't ask for more than that in your president. I don't feel like he lies to us. I don't feel like he bullshits us. So I'm happy with him. You know, and the First Family is beautiful. Are they not beautiful, Black? Just a beautiful family.
Hey, I'm telling
family.
You, I think one of...
Classy, elegant, just...
Right.
Your daughters, oh my goodness, just beautiful.
In 4 more years, we were talking about this, Miss PD, in 4 years, after his term is over, he's done 2 terms, and they're starting to talk about who's going to do maybe, you know, the book that's going to come out and maybe who's going to do the biopic. You know, the movie, when that comes out.
Right.
In all of my days, I've seen some presidents. I'm not, like I said, I'm not, you know, 65, with, you know, 70, 80 years old, but I have never in my life seen a president and first lady that just gives off this energy, this glow that's, it's beautiful. I've never seen it. I mean, I know people have seen the Kennedys and stuff like that, but when you talk about power couples, the buck stops there.
That's
to me,
it right
I mean,
there?
Oh man, you know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's it right
so,
there.
So, yeah, that's
can't
all. That's
no
all
better
I want
than
to
that.
Say. I don't
and
know
they,
if you can
they,
get.
They get so much affection towards each other. You know, have you ever really seen another president? You know, his wife, dude, like, this genuine affection that you see between them, like. He looks at her like you could tell he's still in love with her. He doesn't just love her. He's still in love with her. You can tell that the way he looks at her. And just the way their children are coming up, so poised and graceful. Like, Come on, they got it together. They got it together. Mm-hmm. And you can't hate. Like we were saying the other day, Black, like yesterday, they try. They try to look for anything. I'm sorry, not you, girl I work with. They try so hard to find something wrong with that family yesterday. You know what I mean? They couldn't find anything
can't do it.
Wrong. They tried. You know, they wanted to nitpick on something, but they couldn't do it. They
can't
do it.
There's no Marilyn Monroe scandals. There's no Monica Lewinsky scandals floating around. You know what I'm saying? There's no draws floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid stuff happening. You know.
Right.
I mean, he
but even that, like on the superficial, but on the superficial level, like they try to pick you apart. Like they could have said something about, oh, did you see her hair? Oh, her hair was just ridiculous. Or her clothes. They couldn't. They couldn't touch none
they
of
can't.
It.
Because she
they
is a fashion
none
writer.
Of it. And that's
she's
the worst
pinnacle.
Thing you can do for a woman. Criticize, you know, her look. But they couldn't even do it. They couldn't even touch it if they wanted to. She was flawless.
I'm telling you, if they do not, I can't even find the words. If they don't have, it's crazy. What they give off is exactly what 2013 is all about. When you talk about going into the future, you're talking about a president and a first lady that just has, you know, just the world, you know, basically just looking at them like, you know.
Come
this
on,
is,
man.
You know,
give it to him, Black.
It's crazy. I can't even do it. I just love it so much. It's crazy. So.
Right.
But,
Woo. Obama.
Shout out. Boom, bye, no, I'm just playing. Hey, I know some, somebody wanted to call up and talk about Wes Welker. And his wife talking smack. So, you know, if you out there, you still want to pull a comment in, hit us up, 646-478-3599. Minister of Society, Wells Walker, the inauguration, whatever you want to comment on, hit us up.
Real quickly, I want to talk about the scandal with Beyonce. What you think about that? Did you hear?
Oh, about her not really singing?
Yeah.
Maybe it was expected.
I never thought she was a great. I like her. She all right, but I think the music she does today is it's too young for her. She needs to mature musically. But I've never been a big Beyonce fan, so I'm not dissing her. But I really could care less. I never thought she was that great anyway.
Yeah, same here.
Big deal out of it. But I'm not gonna lie. When I watched it, I thought she was singing live. I really did.
I did, too. I thought she was singing live, too.
So that was hella good how she pulled that off. But Kelly
Clarkson,
I want to
give props to her. Yeah, I want to give her some props because I didn't know her voice was like that. She came out real nice, too. Nah, I mean,
girl.
I knew she could sing, but I didn't know, you know what I mean? It was just, you know, she put it down. You know what I mean? I got to give her some props.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, she killed it. Did you like James Taylor? Did you get to catch him?
Hey, you know JT is my man. My college roommate put me on a JT back in the day, back in the Rutgers days. So, I like JT.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't talk about JT.
One thing I would never, ever. But one thing I did not like, though, is when Beyonce was walking up, you know, to the stage to sing. And she kissed all the Obamas, everybody. She gets to the vice president, and she just kind of smiles at him. Like, I felt that was disrespectful. Like, why didn't she show him and his wife the same affection she showed the president?
Right.
That was a diss to me. And it really bothered me. I don't know why, but it really bothered me to watch her do that. And they were saying how when she went up to the stage, she stood there and was basking in her glory like she was a queen. Oh, man. They had me dying.
You know they full of themselves. You know that. You know
hey,
it.
He was there. We were, you know, can't hate.
She was there. We were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I was watching some of the reporters were out there, and they were talking to people from Trenton, New Jersey. I was like, uh-oh. Trenton out there represented. Okay, I should have went. You know.
That's how you got to do
not
it.
I'm not from Trenton anymore, but... You know, close enough. Anyway. I want to get into the song by our guest.
It's PD.
Stop.
I got you.
So wrong. You are so wrong. I hate
it. Just want to get into
it.
You can't help yourself. See, look at you. Lex Luthor.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. Once I start laughing, it's a wrap. I can't help it. Blame my mom.
Speedy Light.
Anyway.
Don't make me destroy you.
You're devious. All right, I'm done.
You stupid. Let's get into a song right now by tonight's guest. You messed me up. I lost my train of thought. All right, right now I want to play. What can I tell you I want to play? They Won't Act
see?
Right.
Wait. Let's do it. Come on, Miss Petey, get the character.
Right.
All right.
We are going to play for you right now tonight's guest that will be with us in just a few minutes, DJ Lynn Storm, and his artist Day. And the title of this song is called They Won't Act Right. PD Radio. Let's go.
PD Radio.
Play me a night, 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 play me Tuesdays, I'm listening to PD Radio from 8 to 10. You heard me? Day One Productions in the building. Yeah.
you've done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.
PD Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
All right. We are back, PD Radio, and on the line right now we have tonight's guest, DJ Lynn Storm. Give it up to DJ Lynn Storm.
Thank you.
What's going on?
No, man, just chilling.
What are you talking about?
Now, thank you guys for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
I do want to let the listeners know, though, that DJ Lynn Storm is supposed to be on tonight with his partner and his artist, Day, but I think he's having trouble calling in, so we're going to go ahead with the interview with DJ Lynn Storm. So how are you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good, you know, just always busy running around trying to stay out this cold. It's real brick out
crazy.
Here.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, the hawk is out.
Oh, man, he's taking over. I mean, cats are just running to their destination. You know, they just run it for no reason, and I'm realizing it's cold out there. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm glad to be
indoors.
I'm the type, Lynn.
I don't like to wear a coat. So, but today, oh, yeah, I had it on. It was no
yeah,
beauty today.
Yeah, I don't like being bundled up either, but I'm looking for a warm weather city, man. I can't deal with the cold no more. I mean, I've been in New York all my life, but
mm-hmm. Okay.
I need some nice Florida or Cali. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's get into it. DJ Lynn Storm and Day. You have Lynn the DJ, producer, and Day the artist, and the two of you have come together as a duo to, as you say, revive the throwback sound into today's hip-hop with your current project title, Then, Now, and Forever. But
right.
Before we get into that, I want you to give the listeners a little bit of your background, and we'll start with you, Lynn, because your partner is not here at the time. You are from Yonkers, is that correct?
Yeah, YO, Yonkers, New York. Born and raised up here.
give it up.
I mean, through early hip hop, I mean, Yonkers never, you know, mm-hmm. got any real respect. We was always considered like upstate New York when we were only about 10-15 minutes from the Bronx. But
right.
I mean, Yonkers is just like any, to me, it's like almost any boroughs, you know, same thing. But you know, my upbringing in music started from birth, basically. You know, my pops heavy, my father heavily into music, him being a DJ. So, you know, naturally, you know,
right.
I was going to say,
the genes run deep with you. So,
yeah, it does. Because, you know, he was a DJ and, you know, just like any kid, you want to be like your parents. So I just followed him, you know, and behind his footsteps, he bought me records early on, like from the age of like 3 or 4 years old. And, as soon as I heard Rap is the Light, you know, I was hooked on hip hop, and then.
Yeah, hello.
I'm here.
I think
hello?
We have the man here.
Yo,
we have Day on the line.
Yeah, I see.
Day,
I see.
What's going on?
What's good, yo, man? Yo, I'm finally on my phone was fucking out, man. But I'm
Day, you missed it. We had an awesome intro for you. You missed the intro.
Really? See, man. See, that's crazy.
But you can always go back and hear the archives and hear it later. But we're glad you're able to get on tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're doing wonderful.
Great
to have you on.
Kicking it with Lynn right now, getting some background information, loving it.
All right. Yeah. No, I came in right when he was telling us about, you know, how he's been putting it down since the beginning of hip-hop, just killing it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've been a student of the game. Oh, back to my story?
Mm-hmm.
So like I was saying, you know, rap. When I heard Rap is the Light for the first time, I was just hooked. And then my older brother, he pretty much schooled me on, like, the early hip-hop shows because he would stay up late and record them. And he just put me up. He put me up onto everything. He's like, stop listening to the records mom and dad are playing. Listen to this, and for real. And then that's how, you know, then he started listening to Red Alert and stuff. I'm like, yo, this is kind of dope. So I got hooked onto that. Started staying up late nights on Saturdays recording, and basically that's how I learned how to DJ. Indirectly by recording Red Alert and then trying to imitate, playing back the tapes and then trying to imitate his mixes and scratches. So that's, okay. You know, that's how I pretty much learned and sneaking on my father's equipment and getting beans for going through his records and stuff. So,
okay.
Now, you know, I have to ask you, how many needles did you go through?
Oh, wow.
I know you went through some needles, my brother.
Man, I should have taken a special tab out just for needles alone, because he would not let me touch his turntables at all. He's like, you're not scratching on my turntables. So
right. That's what I'm talking about.
What I had to do is just take the old equipment he put to the side and just build up my own DJ set, and that's how, you know, and I started practicing, and, you know, rest is history.
So you were practicing
that.
And you became so good that you were sought after, and I read that you were supposed to be the DJ for DMX.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
Because DMX was, like, very prominent locally. I mean, the first time I ever heard of him was back, like, in 1990, and this is, like, after he did his first bid in jail. And I remember when he got out, there's this place called Getty Square in Yonkers where after school everybody just, you know, meets up and hang out. And he just battled some kid, you know, right in the circle. It was like about 50 of us just standing there, and he's just going toe-to-toe with this kid, and he destroyed him. And we're like, yo, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. And, that was DMX. And, you know, he was doing his thing. And even then, you know how he has his troubles now with the drugs and things. That was always, you know, part of his MO. So that kind of, like, held him back. And, you know, a couple of years later, him, DMX, and my brother became friends. So my brother was like, listen, you know, I'm going to try and holler at him, see if, you know, he can come through the house and, you know, y'all could kick him, maybe, you know, because he's looking for a DJ. And this is like about 93, 94. So I'm like, half of me was like saying, okay, cool. And then the other half was like, man, I don't know, because, you know, especially my pop's kind of strict, and, you know, DMX, you know, I don't know if we want him in the house like that. So, like, you know, no, not throwing any shade, but.
right.
We all know the SPs.
Yeah, so I don't know if I wanted that in the crib. And, you know, my pops back then, he was known for kicking my friends out, because I just have the whole crib full of people just, you know, listening to music and stuff. But make a long story short, he never showed up. And that was, you know, X's thing, you know, late for appointments, not showing up for things. And that pretty much killed that. And we didn't hear from X, and not until he was known to the world until, like, 98, so.
Wow, that's crazy. So, Lynn, I understand you kind of lost your zest for music at one point when your partner at the time, C, was killed in 2000. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it affected your music?
Well, me and my partner back then, he went by the name of C, which is S-double-E. We kind of met up at this job I had, like, right after high school at Rock Bottom. And, you know, almost instantly we just started, you know, talking about music. And, you know, I found out that, you know, he had a bit more music experience at the time than I did. You know, he's been through studio sessions, and I think, and I don't remember, I know he did like a little demo tape for one of Biggie Smalls' first DJs back then. So, yeah, you know, he had a little bit of industry experience, and plus his father was a drummer for a band. So we decided to join forces, and he also knew how to make beats. So he was very influential in that aspect, because back then I was just getting into it. I was, you know, looking at it as a hobby, and, you know, I was hearing, mm-hmm. you know, some dope sounds. I'm like, yo, I want to do that. But he mm-hmm. taught me how to really how to structure a beat, how to put a song together and all that, because I didn't know, because I was just slapping together anything and calling and thinking I was doing something big. He's like, nah, man.
Right, right.
You're just putting stuff together. Let me show you. So from that aspect, uh-huh. you know, he was important, and plus he was, you know, very skillful in rhyming. And, you know, we was catching a little buzz, and then he ran into a few personal problems, so we took a break, and then around 99, 2000, we started getting serious again, you know, started mm-hmm. recording, and right in the middle, man, he was just caught up in something that really didn't have to do with him, but he got caught up by, you know, by being associated with something, and he was the type of person that if you was going through stuff, he would, like, you know, help you fight your battle. He's like, yo, you got a problem? You know, I'll help you mm-hmm. solve it. He was that type of person, and mm-hmm. he was just standing up for his cousin, and unfortunately, you know, he got caught in the middle, right. But, you know, yeah. So, but knowing him, if he had to do it again, he would do it again, knowing him, because, you know, I was like, yo, I have beef with that dude right there. He's like, well, let's get him now. And I'm like, yo, oh, yo, chill. You know, he had to, you know, if you was family or close with him, he had your back. But, you know, he was very important in that aspect. He gave me the tools to know, you know, to do what I do today. And, you know, that.
Right.
Okay. 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 Did that make you pull back from doing the music for a while, though, or?
It actually changed my life, not just music wise, because it just, I don't know, that whole experience changed me, because the way it happened, I'm like, wow, what if it was me, him, and a bunch of other friends together, it could have all happened to us. It kind of changed, right. it kind of made me look at the people that I hung with, because
right.
you know, even though I wasn't even, you know, even though I wasn't really into, you know, street things like that, I still associated with mm-hmm. some people that were, you know, kind of shaky. So that kind of made me back away mm-hmm. from that and say, you know what, you know, let me just, you know, keep to myself, do my thing and focus. And then it kind of like, it took all my creativity away. I just I didn't have the same passion for music for a while after that, so it took me a while to, you know, get back into it. So mm-hmm. it made me reflect a little bit like that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, Day, spotlight is on you. Now, is that how you pronounce your name? Is it Day?
Yeah, it's Day. Yeah, D, yeah. Action mark at the top of the E. That's me.
Gotcha. Spotlight is on you, Day.
All right,
you
all right.
You are Nigerian, born in Lagos, and you are, I found this very impressive, the great-grandson of one of Nigeria's first leaders.
My great-grandson.
What brought you and your family to the U.S.?
We came to the U.S. because I spent about 2 years in Nigeria mm-hmm. from when I was born. And at the time, there was a lot of, like, upheaval that was going through, like, another governmental change with the military. There was a regime change. And, you know, my parents wanted to come to this country kind of study and then go back when things settled down. But unfortunately, it took a long, long time for them to settle down. So we kind of just ended up in New York and, you know, spending time there. And that kind of became, you know, that became home. And, I mean, definitely not complaining about that, but it was just how it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can you remember with the corruption and chaos, was there anything that you saw or experienced that is reflected in your music and what you want to portray?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and it's kind of funny, too, because even though, like, I was just a baby. I mean, like I said, I was, you know, 2 years old when I left, but
right.
you still keep memories of like where you first were able to kind of form memories, or where you first, it's
right.
always certain like interesting things, like you remember the way certain things smell, or you remember
mm-hmm.
just kind of like certain ways a room looked, or just kind of like how things looked outside. Like I can
mm-hmm.
remember, I could just remember, like, you know, just sitting outside the house and just seeing like how beautiful it was. And you always know what home feels like, even if
right.
you were that little when you left. So, I mean, I feel like when I write, I try to capture that feeling. And then also when they raised me with a lot of like Nigerian values. So they
mm-hmm.
kind of instill that discipline in you as an individual, and make sure that you at least, even if you did not, you know, grow up there, at least you know where
mm-hmm.
you came from.
Right. That's very important. To
True.
All
yeah.
you came from. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that you always remember.
So,
like.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did the two of you meet, and how did you even decide to work together as a team?
Well, what happened was I used to rap together with one of my boys from Jersey. And so, like, at the time, we kind of had some sort of idea what we wanted to do, but we were knuckleheads. We just wanted to be the illest MCs. so we were just trying to go with everybody, you know, like, oh yeah, we're just gonna eat everybody up, come at them. And there was a showcase, I think, at this spot in Jersey called the Bridge Club, I think, in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a showcase out there, and so we did a couple songs, and you know, we were raw, but Len kind of liked what he heard. He was like, yo, like, y'all are raw, you know what I'm saying? Y'all some knuckleheads, but y'all sound like y'all got potential. So, you know,
That's right. Len, you sitting there picking out the talent. I know that's
yeah.
right.
Yo, Len.
Well, I had no choice. It was like 15 of them there, so, you know, I had no choice but to say they were good, so.
Yeah. Len was hiding his wallet, all that, man. He was looking around like, yo, I'm not so sure about these dudes, man. He's like, yo, one's from East Orange, the other's from Brooklyn. I don't trust these guys. All right. But but I mean, he played. You know, he went out to the car. He played us some beats, and we were bugging
mm-hmm.
because the thing about it is, like, anybody will tell you, like, even though hip hop sounds like a particular way now, right? Like, everybody
mm-hmm.
really, really loves hip-hop. Like, you listen to, like, all types of hip-hop. You listen to, like, The Golden
mm-hmm.
Era. You listen to, like, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick,
mm-hmm.
Nas, Biggie, Jay-Z, Rakim. Like, you know, you just listen to, like, everything, especially if you're trying to be nice. You'll study, like, your predecessors
mm-hmm.
who came before you. And the beats he made, they just capture that feeling of, like, you know, just straight, like, street hip-hop, just straight, like, it just made you want to get on a beat and rhyme.
Right.
Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, like, when he played the beats, like, of course we started freestyling, naturally. So, like, we
mm-hmm.
had, like, a little cipher over them, like, right then and there, and then we were starting to pick joints out, and he was like, whoa, I'm just playing beats for y'all. Like, I don't, like, y'all already out here picking beats. I just want y'all to kind of get used to the sound and everything. I don't even know if we're going to work
mm-hmm.
together yet, but... And after a while, we had a few meetings, and, you know, everything just kind of clicked. And then from there, like, me and my mans kind of split up because he had some things that were going on in his life that he needed to attend to. And, you know, I just kind of kept going.
Okay. Wow. Being in the right place at the right time. You just never know who you're going to link up with. So
You don't.
Got to always... You have to always be on it, especially if it's something you want to do. You have to always be ready to go and be prepared.
Yeah, keep,
so that's what's up.
Keep your eyes open, your ears open, you know. The next great thing is, like, right in front of you, so.
Yeah, you don't know. So this is for both of you. Tell us about your music. I know you want to, you know, you want to revive the throwback sound of hip-hop. You want to take it back to the 90s vibe. What's your creative process to portray this sound?
I guess I'll go first. Really, we don't sit there and just write up a blueprint. I mean, the music, anything that's put out on, you know, from both of us, it just comes straight from, you know, straight from my heart, straight from the soul, because I always like, you know, music to have some feeling, to have some soul in it, and I feel today's music, even though it's popular amongst, you know, the younger generation, it just doesn't have that feeling to me anymore.
No,
so when I go creating something, I don't consciously say, okay, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. I just take whatever I'm feeling at the moment and I let the music, you know, guide me into coming up with something. And it's always something soulful, something musical, you know. And, you know, as long, I think, in my opinion, as long as you keep it true to your heart, you know, people listening will know that you know, you're doing what you feel and not trying to sound like this, trying to sound like that.
Right.
And our sound is not dated. You know, even though we talk about how, you know, we're trying to keep that, you know, that classic sound alive, it's not dated. It's just, it just has that feel with a modern approach to it. So that's how I go about it.
Okay. Now, do you create the music first, Lynn, and then give it to Day, and then you guys kind of collab that way? How does the process between the two of you work, or does he bring you something you built the music around what
he's but yeah, most of the time I just go in there and create, and I kind of listen to what I did, and usually I just have a ear for like what he would like, and I'll like, you know, check these out, and you know, he'll tell me what he likes and what he doesn't like. And then there's times he'll just hand me some acapellas and I just go in on them. I just visualize.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, have a vision. I'm like, oh, okay, let me just make a beat crafted to that. Or sometimes he'll just pass up an idea. I'm looking for this, and then I'll just try and capture what he's feeling, and then, you know, just go at it like that. But most of the time I'm just creating, and I'm like, I think he'll like this, and I'll, you know, pass it to him, and then we'll rock.
Okay. I admire that. I have to tell you, just the way a producer can take, you know, an MC's rhymes and build around that, to me, that's just crazy. Like, I can't wrap my mind around it because I don't know anything about it. So I find it's so appealing to me how you can, your mind is just on a whole other level. I don't even know if I'm going to explain this right, but I find it so appealing how you can do that. Because even Black, you know, he does music too, and he'll take someone's vocals, you know, a cappella, and he'll build the music around. I'm like, how the heck do you do that? It's crazy.
It's just a vision we see. You know, you analyze, you know, what the person is saying, how they saying it, and then all of a sudden, and I'm sure you can relate, Black. You just see and feel all different things. Like, oh, you know. All of a sudden, you have all kind of ideas popping out, and then you're just ready to, you know, start creating and putting it together. It's like it's like a puzzle, and it's fun, you know, just chopping up different sounds and, you know, seeing what, you know, what you can make from it.
Yep.
It's a fun process to me.
So before we brought you guys in, we played your song, They Won't Act Right. Crazy. I love it.
Thank you.
Day, you got that voice. I like it. I tell everybody I'm big on voices. I'm very, very big on voices. And you got that voice. I was like, all right, thumbs up. I love it. Hot song. Yes, hot song. Love it.
All right.
So what's up? I know Black got something for you over there. He's waiting. You know, he likes to let me get my time in first. So he sits back patiently, you know.
Well, you know, first, like I said, I love the music, man, and like the beats, the like Miss Petey said, the vocals, the beats, it just brings me back to the 90s, man. You guys bring me back to where, you know, I'm just nodding my head, and it's like, you know, repeat, and it just, that's the kind of vibe that
moves.
I can't wait to come back around. So
thanks. Good looking.
Before I ask you guys a quick question, I know you guys have seen Menace to Society, so I got to ask you guys, what is your favorite line from that
Here
movie, Menace to Society? Talk to me.
How you switch the interview to
the I gotta
pitch
it up real quick.
Oh, man.
I want the people to find out about him.
They like this some bull.
I'll go even a little bit further. Not to evade your question, but I mean the process of how he did that song to me will always stick out to me because originally they kind of gave me the idea as far as the for the sample of the beat. He sent it to me, long before I did it. He was like, yo, I want you to check this out. Maybe you can do something with it. And I listened to it. I'm like, all right, whatever, because I didn't really hear any real potential in it. I was like, all right, I'll mess around with it, in my spare time. Mm-hmm. And I never got around to it. He kept bugging me. And then one time he came up to New York, he was at the crib, and he was like, yo, do something to that joint I sent, right? So,
I was mad. I was like, come on, man. What's up?
So I'm like, all right, because, he was pressing. I'm like, all right, boom, right in front of him. I was like, all right, I'm going to do something to this beat right now. So I'm playing the loop. I'm not feeling this. So I threw it in the MPC, and I started playing with the notes a little bit, changing up how it sounded and everything. I'm like, okay. And then at that moment, I started playing out the drums in my head, and I started going through my drum kits. I'm like, I think I got it. And then like 10 minutes later, I put it together and you hear what you hear. And like, he was like half asleep and he just like jumped up out of his seat. He was like, what? And right then and there, you wrote something to it that same day, right?
Yeah, that night, actually. I had the shoes. I pulled out the notebook. I went old school on him, pulled out the notebook and said, yep, let's get at it. So, yeah, going black and then your average man, first line, and then just kind of went in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You told yourself to go in a little something live right there, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be mad at you,
So that whole making of that song just stands out to me, to answer your question, but,
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but as for the Menace to Society thing, to me, it's not even just the line. It's the scene where the Asian chick is just like, yo, I feel sorry for your mother.
Exactly.
My choice.
Gotcha.
And then he just looks at her. He's like, "Yo, what'd you say about my mother?"
I know, right? He don't talk about a black man's mama.
Never ever.
Now your project, Then Now or Forever, is it currently available? Is it completed? What's going on?
It's in the works, actually. We're going to...
Okay.
I really want to give a shout-out to my man, Christian Cruz, because he's a director in New York, and he's really just... He's doing some big things. He's just killing it right now. And we're going to be working on a couple videos with him, actually, over the summer. For two of his songs. So they're going to be, like, two really, really well-put-together videos. And we're gonna shoot, we're gonna shoot them at a couple different spots in the city, because we're really one of the things that I really want to do is one of the songs we have that wasn't played tonight, but it's called Gotta Be Love, and we just try to capture that feel like what it was like growing up in New York, like in the summertime, you know what I mean? So like we're gonna have the girls playing like Double Dutch or whatever. And we're going to have, going out for ices and everything, cats freestyling on the stoop and just that vibe. So we're really going to try to just capture that essence. And so we're going to do that video. Going to do another one. Going to put those out near the end of the summer. And then we're looking to have a release for the album in the early fall.
But we will be
dropping singles so that everybody knows the project is coming. We will be doing videos and everything, and we're going to have a couple nice little collabs on there, surprise a few people.
Awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where do you guys
about.
Plan to go with your music? How far do you want to go with it?
I mean, we want to go, like, as far as we can. But, like, when I was telling Len, I was talking to Len. The thing is, when you're trying to bring back, like, a particular style that has been kind of missing from the game for so long, you either it either has that thing where it catches fire, where everybody's like, yo, like, this is what we've been looking for, and then kind of everybody comes back around to it, or it has that thing where you're at least going to get a nice, you know, group of the masses who are going to, like, be intrigued. Like, maybe it'll just be, like, a niche, you know, just like a niche group, like people who may have grown up on that sound, people who didn't grow up on that sound, but they really want to hear it and know what it's like. So we're hoping
right.
it's going to be the former, where everybody's just like, yo. But even if it's just like that niche, that group of people who embrace it, yo, as long as we have people listening to it and we can do some shows and really get some love off of it, I'll be satisfied, man.
Yeah, we need that grown folk hip hop back.
Yeah, but
there
we
you
definitely
go. That's...
Yeah, we want to take it as far as we can with it. But hey, I mean, as long as we're making music and we're enjoying it and we're doing shows, man, I'm a happy fellow.
That's the bottom line for you, right? You
exactly.
have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy it and continue to have the passion for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think
yeah.
it comes out in the music. Because if you know if you try to get too commercial with it or try to you know market to certain people, that's when it gets lost. You know, so you just got to keep the passion and creativity in it.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, no,
go
I was
ahead.
Just going to say that I feel like people tend to relate to it more, too. Like, if they know that you're coming from a position where this is what you really love to do. So people sense that,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, when you put out
right.
a product. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to call nobody out here, but, like, for example, even though, you know, Rick Ross has the whole cop background and everything like that, the reason so many people are into his music is because he was able to sell the lies he was telling for so long,
mm-hmm.
like he actually believed he was this particular character. So to
right.
a lot of people, you know, to a lot of people, it came through as authentic. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
even if he, you know, he's obviously not real, he's obviously not a gangster like that. And very few rappers can be a gangster to that level and be a mainstream artist anyway. I mean, let's be for real.
Right.
But because he believes in what he's doing so much, it kind of carries on to, like, you know, carries on to everybody else. And so people buy it, they listen to it. And even though there's that disconnect, they're like, yo, I mean, he believes in what he's doing, so why shouldn't we? So you just have to, like, yeah, so you just have to accept the difference is we're authentic and we believe in what
mm-hmm.
we're doing. So we feel that should carry
mm-hmm.
through even more.
Exactly. I agree. Definitely agree. So you guys, we are winding down to the last few minutes of the show. Wish we had to end earlier because
yeah.
we can talk with you guys more. But, you know, we're down to the last few minutes. So is there anything that you want to put out there, you know, and let the listeners know before you go? Because I do want to play your song, Breathe, before we sign off tonight. So is there anything you want to give the listeners before you go? Anything you want them to know about your music or your project coming out?
It's called Then, Now, and Forever. If y'all go to, I mean, follow me at Twitter at YourABotBoy. Follow Len Storm on Twitter. It's at DJ Len Storm, right, Len?
No. It's just Len Storm.
Oh, at Len Storm.
Well, we're gonna
yeah.
put your information on our PD Radio website so they can check it out there as well.
Okay, great.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you
mm-hmm.
follow us, then we'll keep you updated. We'll let you know what's going on with the project. And we'll be putting those videos up as soon as they're done. So look for that. Look for
Yeah, I'll be on Twitter flooding up your timeline, so don't worry about it.
<Uh-oh>. That's right. So I want to know, guys, no, never mind. I can't get into that because it's going to take too long. I want you guys to introduce your song to the listeners, and so we can give them a little taste of that before you go. Breathe.
All right.
All right.
Set that up.
Yo, Len, you want to get this one or you want me to?
Nah, I guess I get it. All right, this is our song right here. This one is called Breeze.
Off the Then Now Forever album.
Yeah, Then Now Forever. It's a nice little joint for you to nod your head to. Little throwback joint, kind of clubbish sounding at the same time. You know, the production, you still get that. You get the feel we're going for, man. You get that throwback feel, that hip hop feel.
Definitely, and looking forward to playing that in just a minute. But before you go, why don't you guys tell everybody what station is the best for showing love to the independent artists? You got to let them know. Who is that?
Without a doubt, PD Radio.
PD Radio, man. Holler at our Poetic Designs and that Black District. And get with it. If you're not on PD Radio, if you're not listening to PD Radio, you're messing up, man.
No.
Messing up, man.
All right, you guys,
thank you so much for calling in, talking with us tonight. We have to do a part two because I feel like we missed a lot of stuff because of time.
Thanks for having us.
We'll get you back on. Of course, thank you. And we're going to get into your song right now, Breathe, by DJ Lynn Storm and Day. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, man.
Thanks for having us.
Keep putting that work, baby.
All right.
Good looking back.
Me, I can't fight romance, can't I slow dance? Not necessarily, but we can take it slow. I ain't got you to marry me. Chuma, don't bury me. A little bit of looking here, there, anywhere. Have a drink, what's your specialty? Let it be on me. Lights out, fights out. Hush, you gon' be with day, ma, before the night's out. Just breathe in, out, in, out. Got a color for the coat, the master covers on my spokes. In the whipsy for the boats, because they're pretty and they float. If I'm living in a smoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hope is off the chain, and the beat is really strange. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my name. Nigga, let me do my thing, like, breathe. Okay, but homie, hold up. Yeah, act about her money or her. Two money roll up. You giving pounds, you'd rather fake ones, like money swell up. And like, what's cracking, my nigga? Get on your own nuts. Deciphering in corners of corners about your coat cut. Enlightening to clouds, you removed in the daylight shows up. You're frightening the toddlers, little children, and mamas. But my niggas piranhas make liver out of your lava, lava out of your liver. It's drama not in it, nigga. I'm calm as cucumbers, quicker and conquering connectivity. The spots for the come up pisses, a peck in the cheek, neck of a freak. Now I gotta go put my peck in the cheek, let it release. Higher down. Show when I'm better than each, better than least. Close, cause I'm pressure, but dead to be buried beneath. Bro, come and get you, I never wish these remedies. Please pop it down the bottles, let's finish tonight, tomorrow. Like, breathe in, out, got a color for the coat, the matching covers on my spokes. And a whipsy for the boats, because they're pretty and they float. If I'm living in a smoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hope is off the chain, and the beat is really strange. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my veins. Nigga, let me do my thing, like, breathe in, out, got a color for the coat, the matching covers on my spokes, and a whipsy for the boats, because they're pretty and they float. If I'm living in a smoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hook is off the chain, and the beat is really strange. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my veins. Nigga, let me do my thing, like,
PD Radio.
Ooh, that's right.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, Miss PD, you know what? It's something about the DJ and the MC, that whole collaboration is like, there's synergy that you just don't find with just a single artist. And I think them two,
crazy.
You know, as a group, it's right. They can only, you know, just keep ascending because they know each other and they always vibing off each other. And that right there is priceless, to be able to have somebody, you know, a DJ, mm-hmm. MC, and they just make something and keep building and building. So I love it. And we're going to make sure we keep our eyes
in
on them.
In and out, in and out.
Right. That's right.
That's going to be stuck in my head now. Breathe. In and out, in and out. You
That's
go,
right.
guys. Shout out to tonight's guest for calling in, DJ Lynn Storm and his artist, Day. Hot crew. You got to check them out. Their info will be on our website, pdradio.site40.net. Much love to them. I enjoyed tonight. But at that time, we got to go. As you know, PD Radio, great guest, great show. PD Radio.
And
thanks
we'll
for tuning in,
week,
guys.
Baby.
We'll see you next
That's
week.
That's right.
Good night.
Good night.
But you bought the bottle of beer, definitely, at 12:15.
Yeah, it was 12:15. Exactly. If I'm not mistaken, it was
now you see something. Now you see now. You done fucked up, you know that, don't you?
I
see what I'm saying.
I thought.
No, so you're saying that you done fucked up now, you know that, don't you?
We out of here,
good
man.
Night.
We just want to hit y'all with that real quick. PD Radio.
Sayonara.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Production. Let's go. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday. PD Radio.